Well, this morning we're visiting with a couple of students from AHST High School in Avoca, a couple of the students who are involved in the FCCLA program. Caroline Klon is with us, along with Summer Jones. And Summer, maybe I'll just start with you here this morning. First of all, can you tell folks what it's all about?
FCCLA is an extracurricular at our school for kids that just kind of want to get involved with the community and our school programs.
How did you get involved in it in the first place?
A lot of my friends participated in it, and I thought it'd be really fun.
When did you get started?
Seventh grade.
Okay, so this isn't just a program for high school students.
Mm-mm. No, it's 7th through 12th.
Caroline, what about you? Why did you first get involved?
Because my friends did it, and I thought it'd be a good thing to do because I like to do scrapbooks.
When did you start?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade as well. Do you know how many students there are involved in FCCLA here in your school?
I think 31.
Is that a good number? Is that a pretty good number from what they've had in the past?
No, we lost a lot of members.
There used to be 90 members a couple years ago. I think this year, high school is 31, and I think altogether we have about 60 members through 7th through 12th.
Oh, okay. So there's still a pretty good number of members involved in that. Well, FCCLA is something that it's meant to be kind of an outreach program, isn't it, between the school and back to the community?
Yeah, it kind of gets kids involved in political stuff, I guess you could say.
What types of projects, Summer, have you worked on?
Last year, I think we did a governor's walk, which was we got the whole entire student body to come outside onto the track and walk the mile, and others participated as well, but it was a really great program, so it was okay.
What was the purpose of that?
Trying to show kids that it's okay to be like active and stuff, that it can be fun.
Caroline, what about you? What types of projects have you been involved in through this?
We had a pep rally, and we had a student that has spina bifida. We had him talk about like what was wrong with him, and we had a fundraiser for him to raise money.
How did that go? Did you do real well?
Yeah, we raised a lot of money for him.
Mm-hmm. And that was through not just you guys, but also the community as well?
Yep.
Okay, very good. What other projects have you done? Do you have a favorite thing that you've been able to do through FCCLA?
I like the STAR events because you pick what you want to do, and you do the project, and you go to districts, which is usually at different schools, and you present it in front of judges, and then they judge you, and they tell you whether you're going to state or not. And then state is in Des Moines, Iowa, so you present it there, and if you go past there, you go to nationals, which is a pretty big accomplishment. It's really exciting.
So when you say STAR projects, is that what that means? Then you have an opportunity to be able to advance if folks really like what you're doing?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like what we did a senior chapter and review portfolio, which is pretty much a scrapbook full of things that our chapter did, and we present it to the judges and see how neat our book was, and it's pretty fun. Okay. I like doing this one.
A lot of times when I have come over in the past to visit with some of the FCCLA students, I'm sitting visiting with seniors. You guys aren't seniors. You're freshmen. Why are you sitting here visiting with me today?
We're in the senior chapter of our FCCLA group, which I don't totally understand. But I guess it depends on what project you do that puts you into the senior or the junior chapter.
Okay. Well, I notice you guys have this three-ring binder sitting out here in front of you. I assume it's not just for scripts and notes and things while we do this interview. What's the purpose of this?
We just wanted to put a scrapbook together to show what we've done throughout the year.
Ah, you said you like scrapbooking, so is this where you come in?
Yep.
Okay. What do you have in here? What are all the highlights?
We have the membership meetings and ceremonies, the recognition and leadership activities. We have, like, the committees for, like, we do this, like, the sweetheart cookies and a bunch of other things. We have the cooperative, competitive, and individualized activities, and we have the community service activities. We also have the chapter resource development and chapter budget, and then we have our state and national programs and public relations.
Okay. So you mentioned things like budget and what have you. So do you work with a budget then through the FCCLA program? Do you have to generate funds to be able to do certain things that you want to accomplish?
For STAR events, we have to go and stay at a hotel. For STAR events for state, we have to go to Des Moines and stay at a hotel for a couple days, which costs quite a bit of money for how many kids actually go. So we have the, like Caroline said, we had the sweetheart cookies that sold, and that's our big fundraiser for going there. And we have a couple other fundraisers for, like, butter braids. We do those. and we usually get quite a bit of money.
Sure. Do you think the public at large, because the FCCLA program here has been active for a long time here at AHST, do you think the public at large is pretty familiar with what you've been doing, and when they hear FCCLA, they kind of have a pretty good understanding already of what's coming?
A lot of people don't actually know what FCCLA is. That's kind of what we're trying to do, is get it more out into the open and have people understand that it's actually good for kids to be in this. And it does look great on college applications, too. So,
yeah. So is that the challenge, then, is always trying to figure out how to get the community more involved, how to get more youngsters involved?
Yeah, that's kind of what we try to do. We try to get more activities kind of set out for the whole school and the community and the town, and kind of get together and
sure.
have people try and understand what we do.
Okay, now you guys have talked a little bit about some of the activities that you have been involved in here through FCCLA, but how do you actually come up with some of those activities? How do you come up with the different ideas for some of the things that you want to do? Caroline, do you guys get together and visit a little bit, or do you brainstorm? How do you do that?
We have FCCLA meetings of, like, we plan, like, what we should do throughout the year.
Do you do that a lot?
Just during lunch.
Okay. Oh, so it's a social meeting then, too. Excellent.
Yeah.
Where did some of these great ideas come from? Is it just somebody throws something out and then you just kind of work on it until you refine it?
We get a lot of different ideas from, like, all ages, because we usually ask people, or we have surveys for people on the email.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of see what other people think, and we're pretty open to most ideas.
Do you do different projects depending upon maybe the different grade levels, or is it all one FCCLA project?
Some of the STAR events are, they're kind of certain categories. Like, there's a lot of ones that only high schoolers do, and then the middle school ones are, they can't do what we can do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes there might be multiple projects being worked on at the same time then, too. So the big challenge then, as I said earlier, is getting folks involved. Is that part of your never-ending job then, is to be PR representatives for FCCLA? What do you say to other students to try to get them involved? Is there an advertising pitch to get them to want to join?
You could say that. Like, we do have a lot of things in our emails. We do send people a lot of details and stuff of what we do, and we try for FCCLA week. We try to get people involved and show them and teach them what we usually do, like that it can be fun and it's not just a thing that a lot of kids do just to get out of class, because it's just a great thing for kids to do.
Yeah, because if it just looks like just another chore, well, then you're not going to get anybody involved. So Caroline, how do you make it fun? I mean, how do you show folks that what you're doing is actually a good time?
We try to plan, like, fun activities to try to get people to join, so that, like, pep rallies and stuff, just to show them that it's not just another thing to work on.
Random club.
Well, and I know this is a school-sponsored thing. The school helps and supports what you're doing, but is it largely student-run? Do you guys have a large opportunity to be leaders in this?
We, at the beginning of the year, we, like, nominate, like, the president and the vice president.
So you have your leadership meetings, and then I assume you get some guidance from folks here at the school, but do they largely let you guys kind of operate as a student-run group?
Miss Matson's really good at that. She likes our opinions. Like, she doesn't want to take over. Like, even though she is the teacher, she just wants us to be able to have the idea of how to be a leader.
Okay, very good. Well, Caroline, before I let you go here today, give them the sales pitch. Why should young people get involved in FCCLA? Why should more people want to do this?
Because it keeps you busy and it's really fun to do.
Okay. And Summer, what about you? Give them the sales pitch.
All right. It teaches you how to be that person that you want to be, to, like, show people, like, the right way to do things and the way they want to go.
Okay. Very good. Very well said. Well, Summer, thank you very much. And Caroline, thank you very much. And continued success with the FCCLA program here at AHST High School.
Thank you.